weekdays from 6.
And we're all about small businesses, Melbourne businesses, family businesses, looking after each other on this show and propping up anyone we can. Also, charities. We can't say enough that we're using our microphones for good, and we really want to get everybody through this period. But some a faction of our community that we have overlooked, guys, we haven't even talked about these people. Could we please welcome them to the show again with their jingle?
Social media.
Influencers, Fev. I mean, how are they? Now, influencers, let's be honest, in the normal world before this crisis, they would get paid to promote products. They'd often get lots of free products. But now with companies struggling, they're probably they're not in a position to give away stuff and give away free meals. But it hasn't stopped some influencers. And I'm going to point out, this is what's happening at the moment to poor influencers. An actor at the moment, I'm not even going to name him because I didn't know him, and he's obviously a low-profile actor in the country. He contacted a wine company and asked for free alcohol in exchange for social media posts. So he wrote them a message. They've now released this to the press.
Oh,
his message was, I was wondering if you'd consider sending a complimentary case once a month for some social media promotion. You'll love this clap back from the company. The company wrote back to this influencer. We're in here working our butts off to support a near devastated hospitality industry with ramifications on primary producers and winemakers who are at the brink in a destroyed industry. And you want a free dozen wines a month for social posts? They left it there.
Oh, ow.
Wow.
That hurt from here.
It does. You see, influencers, and I don't really want to have a free shot at them, but sometimes they take for granted what goes into running a company and a small business. Oh. And yes, back in the pre-COVID-19 days, a company might go, or a cafe or restaurant might go, wouldn't it be great to get access to that person's 30,000 fans to promote one of our meals? We might get people through the doors. But when you're struggling to feed your kids and your company's about to fall over, the last person you want to help is somebody that uploads 100%. Selfies.
Oh, wow. Probably offers them some cash because they might be in desperate need of some cash through the till.
I may have messaged a wine company.
You did not.
I did.
What did you say?
I just said I like...
Oh, God. What did you say? Please tell me you offered to pay. Please.
Bev.
Please, you offered the money.
No, I did.
What did you say?
It's just when you brought the wine up, I was like, oh, my God, is this me?
Maybe it was your daughter, Mia. She's very big on Instagram. Oh, wow. Can you find the DM you sent to this wine company, please? Oh, what have you said? What did you say?
I love a St. Hugo's, and I went to the because I've been ordering it just from the bottle shop. It's very expensive when you order from the bottle shop, and because it's through like manual log and that sort of stuff, I don't want them to get the money. So I was like, can I go? I went direct to the wine company and said I'd love to buy some cases.
Buy some cases.
Yeah. Buy.
I did. Good. I said buy. I said buying cases.
Okay.
Yep.
And they come back and said, yeah, they sent me the link. And then now they want me to join their wine club. And
of course, they need all your support, Viv.
I'm like, I don't want to join a wine club.
Okay, there we go.
101.9 The Fox.
And regular guest, 80s footy icon Warwick Capper.
Oh, we hate you, Warwick Capper. Yes, we do. We hate a long blonde locks. We hate those tussles in your socks. We even hit the doctor too. We hate you, Warwick Fair Van Buren.
That makes no sense.
But we want to check in on Wazza, the Wiz, see how he's going. Warwick, how are you in isolation?
Good, mate. I've been hanging out with my old mate, Joshie Pratt, having kicked the kick up at the park doing some Warwick Cappers for the last 2 weeks.
But now I'm you've been going to the park?
Yeah, just one-on-one with Josh.
Who's Josh?
Mate. Oh, just a neighbour of mine. Just a bit of a freak football player.
I don't think you're supposed to be anywhere near your neighbours, Warwick.
Stay home.
That was about 10 days ago, mate.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, everything's going well. What's a lot of Netflix and Ozark, new season's out. Not a bad movie.
Great.
Great show.
Greatest Heist. Seen that? The new one's out. New season.
Greatest Heist. Series 4.
Have you watched Tiger King, Warwick?
I know. He's like a poor man's Warwick Capper. What about his mullet? What about his mullet? The best, isn't it?
Hey, Warwick, it's Fev, mate. Do you see a little bit of yourself in old Joe?
Yeah, I do a bit, yeah. But he's a lot uglier. And he needs a good plastic surgeon, old Joe. But what an unusual lifestyle he's had, eh?
Yeah, very. He's in jail at the moment. So you...
I'll probably both.
What? Both or what? What was that?
Probably hey, both Warwick, a bit unusual.
What do you reckon about Carol Baskin? What do you reckon happened to Carol Baskin's first husband?
Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it? His whole life was he just wanted to get her. And then he got life in prison. Well, 35 years, didn't he? Terrible.
Yeah, 22.
22.
The same thing, mate. Terrible, mate. But what about those beautiful tigers? Lovely.
I know.
Like my cat, Harry. Lovely.
What?
I love tigers.
Now, what about you, Wiz? Are you in lockdown by yourself in ISO? Do you have someone else in the house?
Yeah, I've got Lucy here. And I watched my highlights for 3 weeks, and that's run out. Unlike Feb's 10 minutes. So I've had a big 3 weeks watching my highlights. No, that was only a little bit. That was a bit facetious, Fev, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, mate. That's okay.
We are fantastic. I've got to mention you can get a Warwick Capper video called the Wiz Bid. We can do that. And we'll also do some trivia nights.
Trivia nights?
If they email me on wiz39capper@gmail.com, there's 8 people. It's a free trivia once a week.
What do you win?
Online. So I want you to, your viewers to tap in.
How do they find you, Wiz? Where do you find your online trivia?
Just on the website.
Okay.
Which is, they can email me on wiz39capper@gmail.com.
A lot of hoops to jump through here. Maybe we'll just pop it on our Instagram so people can enjoy trivia nights with Warwick Capper on FaceTime.
Are you with Lisa?
Yeah, going well.
Chuck her on.
No, she's in bed, having a cup of tea. I'm down the man cave.
Oh, because apparently you said you got engaged, but apparently she said you didn't.
I know, I heard that. No, I actually did, yeah.
Congratulations.
Did you read that Woman's Day?
Yeah, I read that.
Thanks, mate. Lovely story. That's
how much you get for that?
Not much, mate. Just a love story.
Okay. I mean, it's an awkward one, though, guys. It's an awkward one. He's a good friend of the show. Lisa, Warwick's alleged fiancée. We've never met Lisa, and we just don't know that she... I mean, it's just been an interesting one.
Maybe she's just a cardboard cutout, like in my garage where I've got 6,000 photos of myself. Might be a cardboard cutout. like the Nandos. The old Nandos, man. The sun shines out of our bum, not yours, Warwick. That was the catch cry.
Does anyone understand what he just said?
No.
Okay.
I have spoken very slowly this morning. Is that Byron being smart again?
Sorry, mate. No, you're a legend. You're a Sydney Swans legend. I should have more respect.
I've slowed down. I've been very polite this morning. How's the show going?
No, good, mate. Thanks for asking. No, it's been great.
It was going well until about 10 minutes ago.
thanks for that, mate. Thanks for that.
Now, we do want to support what Warwick's doing. I know we're having fun, but we'll make sure that we'll put it on our Instagram so that you can actually have a trivia night with Warwick Capper for groups up to 12. That's actually a lot of fun. So we'll get behind that.
I'll jump on that. When is it?
Thanks for that, Brady. That's once a week, yeah.
On Friday nights, is it?
No, we have it Thursday nights, I think.
Okay.
Thursday night. Right.
Tomorrow night.
Jump on, get the viewers involved. Fox FM, number one station in Australia, as you know. Tune in to Warwick Capper and Trevor Byron. It's going to be fantastic for the ratings.
There he goes, helping our ratings.
And let's all keep safe, eh?
Keep safe, Warwick.
Oh, great message, Wiz.
Thanks, Wiz.
I'm going to go and play Monopoly. I love it.
Bye-bye, mate.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, one of the, I guess, side effects of everybody being in self-isolation and lockdown, the cities around the world are noticing all the environmental changes. And I guess environmentalists are loving this because it's really bringing back a state of nature to the world. That will possibly be short-lived when things go back to normal. But even, Fev, I was going to say, where I live, I'm hearing birds like I've never heard before. in the morning and the afternoon, we get two flocks of birds, and they are so loud it's almost deafening. Like, after if Trixie's watching the TV, I've got to turn it up because you can't hear.
I'm the same box here because I used to live in Yarrawonga, and there's so many birds floating around because all the trees, and it's in the country. Mm. When, in the mornings here, it sounds like Yarrawonga. It's like I'm getting flashbacks. Yes. But you say that things might, they'll change once it comes. I reckon people might think twice about,
oh, well, I'd love,
do I really need to go out and drive? I could probably walk.
That would be wonderful, Feb, because I guess two of the big changes that happened really quickly and we saw was China.
Yeah.
Because of when they went into lockdown, the lack of pollution, they could see the sky and
for
stars.
For the first time in 50
years.
That had
never happened, but they are now back to, they're back to their smog and their pollution, unfortunately. Yeah. And Venice. We all saw the incredible photos where you could see fish swimming in the canals. Now those
dolphins,
you haven't
in
been
there.
Able to see those canals have not been clear.
And were
for
they not beautiful?
Decades.
Oh, they were. Those
stunning.
Beautiful pictures.
Stunning. Some of the other things that have been happening around the world: whales, herds of goats, taking over towns because they can, because there's no cars and there's no people, so the goats have decided to come in and roam the streets. We saw in Thailand, there were photos, video footage of monkeys taking over the streets. And a lot of this has come down to the lack of tourists. And monkeys, for instance, in Thailand, rats in Melbourne are out and about because the food isn't there that was feeding them. So takeaway scraps on the ground.
Oh, this started beautifully. Now we've just got rats running around.
Sorry,
I mean,
we've
if
got
we
rats.
Could just go back to the nice,
I think
clear.
Talking about her house.
We had a rat in the backyard. That wasn't fun.
Lizzie Rosie Boxer's breakfast.
That's right. Your dog ate one. Yeah.
I tell you what, Boxy, this one will blow your mind. I read this morning at 3:30, and I clicked on it because I thought, oh, this is just clickbait. But the world, the Earth, as in the big round ball that we live in, has stopped shaking.
What do you mean? I didn't know it was shaking.
You know how we vibrate? It vibrates when it goes around, like it moves, and it goes off like a millimeter every back and forth. Do you know how, like,
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, like a building.
Why was it
sway?
Vibrating and why has it stopped?
Because of the air quality and the pollution, and they reckon it's just stopped shaking, which is unbelievable stat and fact.
Okay, probably could have done with a bit more prep on the. I mean, where'd you get the info from?
No, I'm fascinated. So the
CNN.
Okay.
CNN. Could we get that CNN reporter to explain it?
Why don't you believe me when I bring some good gold to the table? You know what else I saw on the weekend? Butterflies.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
That's lovely.
Oh, you believe that, but you don't believe the world.
101.9 The Fox.
And here on the show, we're doing our bit for the community and looking after each other. And we recommend everybody do this. If you know somebody who maybe lives in your street and you know they're living alone and they're isolated, or maybe you've got relatives or friends, or you know somebody that might be having trouble getting all the basic needs and essentials, let us know. Head to fox.com.au and we're sending out these fabulous care packs. Now, we heard from Jess, and Jess wrote to us saying, I'd love to get a care pack for my grandmother because at her age she's not able to leave the house due to COVID-19, and she also can't drive to get the essentials. She's the most giving person and puts her grandchildren before her own needs all the time. It's time for her to get spoiled. How lovely is that? We've got Jess on the line. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you going, Tracy?
Oh, great, Jess. Your grandma Patricia sounds fantastic. You must be missing her because you don't get to see her at the moment.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I have a daughter, a 10-month-old, and she's missing a great-granddaughter as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, we've actually got your grandmother on the line. Patricia, hi.
Hi, my darling. Hello. How are you?
Oh, Patricia, we're good. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron here. We've got Jess as well, who wanted to let... We wanted to check in and see how you're going.
Oh, this is beautiful. I'm all right. I'm very excited at the moment. And this is beautiful. Oh, wow. Wow. How lovely of Jess.
Oh, how is isolation at the moment, Patricia? Is it tough not being able to go out?
Darling, I'm all right. I'm all right. Yes, look, I'm handling it well, love. I have complaints. I have a whinge every now and again to keep me going. But no. It's just... We try to do what's right by everything to just keep our little world going well.
Don't worry, Patricia. We all have a whinge. Now, are you missing the little bubs? Being able to give the bubs a cuddle?
Oh, little Ruby, she is the most beautiful little baby girl. She is just absolutely adorable, and how could I not be missing her, plus my grandson and granddaughter? They are just the most beautiful pair. Plus Corey's two other brothers, they're just absolutely beautiful. We were going to have a nanny day a couple of weeks ago, and we had to put it off because nanny just puts... We usually go to Lynbrook, and they have a smorgasbord, but this time we were going to do it at home because of the virus, but it got that way. We had to let it go, and we're all suffering. We're all suffering. Yes.
Oh, and that would have been so nice there in Lynbrook. I know Jess is in Pakenham. You're in Cranbourne. I mean, just...
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been excellent.
Trisha, you sound like the most amazing nanny, and I know you're missing your family.
Just a nanny. A nanny.
What a beautiful...
That Fev?
Yes, this is Fev.
Oh, wow. Oh, I've just got to say, mate, you did a fantastic job on the footy show. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Patricia.
Seeing you there.
You must have been the only one watching.
Oh, God. I still had an audience.
Yes,
nice. Who do you barrack for, Patricia?
Well, I used to barrack for Carlton, but our darling granddad, he was a Richmond man, so I couldn't help Richmond a lot. It just came naturally. It came naturally, darling, from granddad, yeah.
Are you missing the footy?
Yes, to a certain extent. But as you get older, you get on to other things and,
I think you've missed it since about 2010.
Since Fev retired.
Definitely.
Well, Patricia, you sound like you have a wonderful family who are missing you dearly, and we're going to get you this care pack. So we're going to get lots of goodies in there. You've got the toilet paper, hand sanitizer. We've got all this fruit and veggie from Dandenong Market. We've got long life milk. We've got lots of treats for you from Emma and Tom's. We've got puzzle books, cards, knitting needles, lots of things to keep you occupied.
Oh, is Jess still there?
Yes.
Yeah, Jess is there.
Oh, yeah, Jess, what a wonderful thing for you to do, my little girl.
Oh, you deserve it. We miss you a lot. Can't wait to see you.
Oh, I've got the tears going now. Oh, my darlings, how can I thank you?
Well done, Patricia. Oh. Hopefully, I can't wait for you to get your nanny day with all your grandkids. That'll be beautiful.
Yes. definitely.
Good on you, Patricia and Jess.
We're thinking of you guys, and we can't wait for the family to be united. But in the meantime, enjoy that care pack, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And I thank Jess. She's just beautiful. That's where the love comes from. Jess is just beautiful. Yes.
You got me all crying now. Patricia, this is such a beautiful moment. Thank you for sharing it with us.
It's happiness, my darling. It's happiness.
Fox.com.au to register for a care pack. What an amazing time we've spent with Jess. Patricia. And Patricia, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, single people, we do feel for anyone single at the moment and looking for love. There are people who are happily single and not really interested, so they'd be doing fine in ISO. But if you are single and you were quite enjoying the dating scene and now you're like, well, what's happening here? This could be 6 months. What? And some are even saying, you know, more than that. That's a long time to be self-isolating if you are up for it and keen. So, for instance, how's this for a story? Did you read this, Fev? This poor woman did go on a date. Now, she went on a date a few weeks ago. So just before it was, self-isolation and those, what do we call them? Social distancing was mandatory. She went on a date. The next day, she started to cough and have a bit of a sore throat. Huh. She's ended up on a ventilator needing obviously assistance to breathe, all because she went on a date and she was infected with coronavirus, COVID-19.
God,
that is a side effect of dating in this climate that nobody wants.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Fev?
That's just a sign. Imagine if you just broke up with someone like yesterday, might back 3 weeks ago, and you're in isolation and you're like, oh, I just want to go out and meet. Because once you break up with someone, you want to mingle. You want to get back on the horse, don't you? You want to go back out and meet people. Mate, you're locked down. Like, you've got nowhere to go.
I know. Well, do we also think, and I'm just trying to think of a couple of our friends who may have just grabbed somebody at the last minute to go into isolation.
Who are you thinking of? I mean, because I've been happy for over a year, so it's not me and my
girl. No, sorry, it's not you. Not you.
Who are you thinking of that might have grabbed?
A friend of mine that might have grabbed somebody at the last minute.
Seriously? Because knowing there would be lockdown and thinking, well, they're better than nothing.
Oh, I don't think, 13, 10, 60, if anyone else there is prepared to confess that they've just grabbed somebody and gone, are we going to lockdown?
So you basically said, you'll do. Like, you're seeing I'm going to be desperate. I'll have you in the house.
I don't think it's any coincidence we just played the Kings of Leon, you someone.
Oh, is Leon.
It? No, not Leon. No, it's not. She meant the song title, not the artist.
No, Leon's not using Ian. That's not the case.
They've been together a long time.
Ian's not using Leon.
In there,
okay. I mean, who are you talking about?
Ian and I would go great in isolation together.
Oh, I think I've just worked out
boyfriend.
Who. I think I've worked out who Fee's talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, 13, 10, 60, if you are single and you are struggling and you're trying to figure out how to date, do give us a call. We might revisit this over the next few weeks and see how single people are going.
This is The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, you know how my mum often gives feedback to this show and contacts all of us via text, which is definitely an interesting situation for me.
Text is boxy.
But she did mention to me many months ago, Fev, she was critical of Byron's golf clap. Now, whenever we have a guest or something good happens on the show, Byron has a go-to sound effect of clapping. Could you just play that?
Oh, I was about to thank Pearl for her contribution, but now it seems as though she's having a crack at the actual clap that gives her an acknowledgement.
She's taken the mickey.
Yeah, it's like a weak, nothing. It's almost offensive. And you know, it struck me yesterday.
Right.
We were talking to our Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, and she was behind the initiative to make sure that all the nurses and doctors and staff at hospitals don't get parking fines. So she was talking through it and you played that sound effect and it almost sounded rude.
Okay, well, I remember Fev actually gave it an extra clap over the top from memory to try and beef it up a bit.
Parking. In what we call green zones around those hospitals is free for the health workers to be able to use and not have to worry about running out and moving cars and all those sorts of things.
That is great work, because you'd be stiff, wouldn't you? You work hard at the front line, you come out and you see a parking ticket on your windscreen, you'd be stiff.
And the thing is, Boxy, I literally had to like clap in to make her not feel embarrassed. And I've got zingers to think of. I can't be doing this.
You can't be working on sound effects, Fev. Remember our good friend of the show, Andy Lee, when Andy was in here once and we were plugging his book and he was offended?
Just trying to make him feel welcome and give him some credit. Andy Lee is here. Definitely Do Not Open This Book by Andy Lee is available now. Great to have Ando on board.
That's his third book.
I always get so disappointed with that clap. It's just a splat. It's the kind of clap where you go, where the principal's come out and gone, oh, we've got someone here from the CSIRO to talk about infrastructure today. It's a special assembly treat.
He's right, you know. 100%. Pearl and Andy are right. And I thought, Byron, why don't we right now, once and for all, rectify this? Can you please give us, pitch to Fev and I, some more claps that we can use when people do things that deserve a round of applause?
Good suggestion for the show, Fief. Really good suggestion. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. So you don't want that one. All right.
Nope.
So, okay, here's some other options. I just find that one a bit more cheeky and sort of ironic, but okay, we could be really earnest and say, thanks, Mayor Sally Capp, so much. What a great idea.
They're already better.
Do you reckon?
Yep. 100%.
All right.
What else have you got?
Great. Thanks so much for coming on board. To all the great sponsors who've helped us build these care packs, we really appreciate your contributions.
There we go. Yeah. That's it.
So is that the new one?
I reckon that's...
That's for the big, Boxy. I reckon that one for something big, like, well done, celebration. Yep. And then the other one, the second one he played, that was more a Sally Capp, like, well done.
So what we're going to do, Byron, we're going to fill your little computer screen up there with lots of different variations, and you're going to have to decide which clap on the fly is warranted for which situation.
Right. So in the moment, I quickly say, sorry, guess I'll just stop you there. Fev, which clap should I play?
No, I'll go, Fee, you just do what you just did again, that little, what you just did then, that great speech.
Okay, so Byron, in future, when you have your, when we have a guest, you get to decide which clap we use.
What clap would that be?
And then everyone listening would have played three.
All right. We'll see how that goes going forward. How long did you want it to last for? Because it goes for a while.
Well, I think during COVID-19, while we're in this crisis, I think that is a warranted round of applause. What do you think?
All right. Well, guys, right now it's time to play Pick the Hit. How good's Pick the Hit?
Yeah, woo! Yes!
Weekdays from 6.